April 5th, and the Joint Ways and Means Education Subcommittee, and today we have three budget bills, and we're going to start, I'm going to open up a work session on House Bill 5029, the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board, and we're going to do it together with the Board of Examiners and Nursing Home Administrators, and I'm going to turn it over to Deborah Manthe, the Legislative Fiscal Analyst, to talk about those budgets.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. As you recall, House Bill 5029 is the budget bill for 8 health-related licensing boards. You approved 6 of the budgets on February 22nd, and these two are the last two in this bill. And once these get taken care of, we can actually report the bill out to full committee, finally. Starting with the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board, again, since it's been a while since you've seen this budget, I believe the public hearing was March 9th. Just as a reminder, the agency has been struggling with developing a fee structure that will sustain their operations. And since the 2001-03 biennium, they've been relying on their ending balance. The only package in the governor's recommended budget is a reduction package titled Revenue Shortfall that reduces a position. And the reduction was needed to align the budget with projected revenue. The agency did include a proposed fee increase in their agency request. It was an unspecified fee increase, and as a result, it wasn't included in the governor's recommended budget, but the governor was clear in his narrative that he supported the fee increase and the reclassification that was requested with it if the necessary outreach is done with all concerned stakeholders. So during the budget hearing, as you probably remember, the executive director, Mr. Coe, proposed a temporary fee increase. It was a $2.50 fee for every death certificate filed by a funeral establishment, and it was expected to generate about $162,500. The agency would then return to the 2009 legislature to propose an increase in the death certificate filing fee to replace the temporary fee. The new fee proposal was developed in February. There's been little opportunity for the Legislative Fiscal Office to review the proposal or for the outreach with concerned stakeholders to be done. Therefore, at this time, we're not recommending restoration of this package. We believe that the agency should still continue to work on its fee proposal and could return to during the interim for approval of that fee proposal and have the position restored if that's what they wanted to do. Therefore, the Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending approval of the governor's recommended budget. There are no amendments needed. The Legislative Fiscal Office, I'm just going to move right into performance measures and then also recommends approval of the agency's proposed key performance measures with the addition of the new board best practices measure. And with that, Mr. Chair, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you and the members have.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments on the LFO recommendation?
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Devlin.
Just a clarification on the process here. Since these are both in the same bill, both the Mortuary Board and the Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators, could we actually go through both LFO recommendations, move them simultaneously?
Can we do that? It's fine by me. Are there any objections to that?
Well, I can do it individually if you'd like. I just wanted to know your
What's the quickest way?
Yes, I'm efficient.
All right.
Yeah, now okay, thank you, Senator.
Moving on to the Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators. Again, this agency also has a revenue problem. It also experienced it this biennium, as you recall. It's primarily due to a reduction in their licensee base. During the public hearing, the executive director, Ms. Bartel, discussed the decline in licensees, reviewed cost containment initiatives, and identified potential short-term and long-term solutions. The short-term solutions that were identified as a fee increase, and she laid out three options, but didn't necessarily recommend a particular option. Legislative Fiscal Office analysis indicates that only the third option would even generate enough revenue to support the EDL, and one of the things that's a little uncomfortable about that is that it's based on the assumption that there'll be an increase in the number of licensees when, in fact, historically they've been declining. So at this time, we're recommending that the budget actually be reduced slightly to align the budget with the projected revenue, which again is based on an increase in licensees. The reduction would be $23,269 and 0.08 FTE. It's almost split evenly between personal services and SMS. It would allow the executive director to work on average 36.7 hours a week or 7.3 hours a day. The reductions are in line with the reductions that the agencies currently have in place to meet their revenue shortfall. Again, the board can continue to work on its fee proposal and also return during the interim. I think the agency did an excellent job laying out the issues that they're facing and the idea that they would need to come back in the next session with perhaps some policy fixes. That's another reason why a fee increase, I think there needs to be a little more tied to those things, particularly since a fee increase in the next biennium really generates revenue for the 9/11 biennium. So, again, Mr. Chair, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends an other funds budget of $200,249. 0.92 FTE, and that House Bill 5029 be amended accordingly. With respect to performance measures, with some input from the subcommittee, LFO recommends that KPMs 2, 4, and 5 be deleted. Information from the agency indicates that KPM number 2 is not a very good measure for what they were trying to do. And 4 and 5 aren't really board measures, but they do provide good data, so obviously the board could keep these measures internally. They just don't need to be reported to you every biennium. So again, that concludes my portion, and if I could answer any questions for your members, I'd be happy to do so.
Question or comments on the LFO recommendation for nursing home administrators? Senator Double?
Mr. Chairman, if you're ready for a motion.
Ready for a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the LFO recommendations for the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board and for the Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators. In the sake of efficiency, in that motion, I move to recommend it to the full committee with the due pass recommendation, House Bill 5029.
Senator Devlin has moved House Bill 5029 with the LFO recommendation. Are there any objections or any discussion? Are there any? Representative Edwards.
Mr. Chair, is it necessary for us to attach a budget note requiring the agency, that is the Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators, to come back with a recommended long-term plan for us during the interim?
Are you making a motion, or are you saying
is it necessary? I mean, it's part of the LFO recommendation, but I don't know if we need to attach a budget note.
It's normally part of the budget record, and it's been indicated to the agency that they should return. So I think that's adequate. A budget note takes the approval of both co-chairs.
Okay.
But Mr. Chair, and to Representative Edwards' point, we can make sure that in the budget report, we as we discuss this package, indicate that they're invited or expected, would like them to come back to discuss those things in preparation for the 09 session.
Yeah. Provided part of the record, I'm satisfied.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. No objections? Okay. So moved.
All we need is some carriers.
So Representative Barnhart, did you carry the... You look so surprised. I sent Representative Edwards.
I can carry it in the house, but I can't carry it.
Yeah, yeah. Representative Barnhart, will you carry in the house?
Sure.
To the House floor? And let's see. Senator Saar, will you carry it to the Senate floor?
That's fine. I just need somebody to carry it to the full.
To the full. How about Senator Morse?
Carry it to the full. I am very flexible.
Okay, so
whatever you wish
carry
to
be
done. Carry the bell.
Make it exciting.
Oh, yeah, Chair. I thought we were trying to be efficient here.
Well, we're efficient in the...
Is it the board? Just kidding. So we can close that work session and open the next one.
Close the work session on House Bill 5029, opening work session on House Bill 5015, the Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. For a little change of pace, this agency doesn't have a revenue problem. They have a current biennium expenditure problem, however. To the end of February, the agency has spent 94% of its approved budget, and they are on pace to overspend by between $85,000 and $100,000 in the current biennium. So part of our recommendation today will be to increase the other funds expenditure limitation for the current biennium. And the reason I mentioned that first on this bill is because of what's happening in the current biennium, it impacts the 07-09 budget request. So with that as an awkward transition, I'll talk about the GRB policy packages. There were originally seven packages in the agency's GRB. Five have been withdrawn. One has been modified. The first package, 101, is the one that's been modified. Originally, they were requesting a full-time position to deal with workload issues. The agency has modified the package to be instead increasing one of their part-time positions to full-time. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval. What this should do is help them reduce their reliance on temporary staff and hopefully free up some of their professional services budget so that then they can have room to contract for investigators. That changes the total of this package. The total package would be $47,731 and 0.5 FTE no positions. Package 102 is to increase in-state travel. And as I understand it, the purpose of the package was to align the travel budget with current spending trends and also to allow for additional board meetings to deal with a growing complaint workload. Given the rapid growth in the agency's operating budget over the last couple of bienniums, like 67% in the last 4 years, and the uncertainty of revenue projections, the Legislative Fiscal Office only recommending a $6,000 increase. As I mentioned, packages 103, 105, 106, 107, and 109 have been withdrawn. They totaled about $45,000. There are no Legislative Fiscal Office adjustments. With those adjustments, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends an other funds budget of $637,338, three positions, and 2.5 FTE, and that House Bill 5015 be amended accordingly. The Legislative Fiscal also recommends that the bill be amended for the other funds expenditure limitation I mentioned earlier. As for performance measures, we recommend approval of the agency's proposed key performance measures with the addition of the new Board Best Practices measure. Mr. Chair, if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation? Representative Barnhart.
Thank you. This is a refresh my recollection question. The overage has to do with the number of complaints and investigation, or is it something else?
Mr. Chair, Representative Barnhart, I'm going to refresh my memory as well. I believe that is true, that they had some extraordinary costs. Right. Actually, they've also hired a limited duration position to help them with their new licensing system as well. And so these were extraordinary costs that they didn't expect us to have, but that part of it was also related to the complaints, the Attorney General and hiring a complaint investigator.
The cost of involvement. Thank you.
Yes.
If I could just add a comment. This is a relatively new license, and I think it's completely predictable that this was going to happen, and I'm actually quite pleased that the board is following up on these complaints, investigating them with the intention of making certain that their licensees are acting the way that they should in the protection for the protection of the public.
Thank you, Representative. Any other discussion or questions?
I have a question.
Senator Walker.
It's from my understanding from a budget note I had attached to some boards in last session, and I don't see it in here in this one. Anyone who was in board whose members were mandatory reporters for child abuse, sex abuse, elder abuse, those kinds of things, were supposed to report how they're doing training of their employees. Ms. Manthe, you remember that.
Mr. Chair, Senator Walker, I remember that licensed professional counselors and therapists, clinical social workers, and psychologist examiners. But you're exactly right. There was a budget note asking them to develop a performance measure and report to JLAC during the interim, which they did. And I apologize. I didn't remember that at all. Would you like me to get you some information on that?
I had expected to see that, and I didn't see it.
And you're exactly right. You should have.
Okay. Okay. But they have.
But they did report. Yes, they did. In fact, I believe, did they not visit with you?
They came to visit with me, and that's what I asked them to do. Here.
Okay.
Okay. So just for your information, Mr. Chair and colleagues, I'm concerned that we have all these mandatory reporters out there, and none of them get training. In fact, I don't know if the House does. The Senate does now because of my persistence. And so we've had training now two sessions in a row. And so we were trying to develop performance measures for these agencies and boards so that they could tell us if they were training their people that they have oversight and licenses for. I didn't think that was an undue hardship, and apparently they are working on it.
Thank you very much, Senator.
Ms. Cooley is in the back of the room holding up a piece of paper.
And I think that's the universal sign for yes, we're working on it. No? Yes.
Yes,
I think it is.
Yeah, I know this board in particular has, because they've visited with me, but I just don't know about our other boards that we have targeted.
Representative Barnhart, if I may respond to that briefly. Most of the professional boards that have continuing education requirements, not all, but most, have this included as a regular continuing education requirement. Both the bar and the Board of Psychology Examiners have such requirements, for example, and it has to be completed every reporting cycle. For the bar, that's 3 years, and for the psychologists, it's two.
Thank you, Representative.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Deckard.
I don't want to steal Senator Devlin's thunder or anyone else's. Can I move House Bill 5015 to the full committee if they do pass recommendation?
I don't know.
Yes, Senator Deckard has moved House Bill 5015 as amended
description
with performance measures to the full committee with the due pass recommendation. Are there any objections? Representative Morgan, note objections from Representative Morgan, Representative Jensen. Are there any other objections?
I just would like to see the document that Ms. Cooley has in her hand, Mr. Chair. Do you want me to see it afterwards?
That would be the chair's preference.
Okay. Ms. Cooley.
So you're not objecting to that?
No, I'm not.
You're with that, all right.
Yes.
So note, yes.
I reserve the right to vote yes on the floor.
Thank you, Representative Jensen. makes note of the possibility of voting yes on the floor. So note objections from Representatives Jensen and Morgan. Seeing no other objections, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman.
So,
I will carry to the floor if you would like.
That would be fine.
And Representative Deckard will carry on the floor.
No, Representative Deckard carrying to the floor of the Senate and Senator Devlin. I don't want to get in the middle of this. Senator Devlin will carry to the full committee.
I'll carry.
Oh, it's a change. Okay, so Senator Devlin will be carrying to the full and the floor of the Senate. And look, everyone's looking away. Look at. Representative Barnhart will carry it on the House floor because
everyone's like, they're getting it.
He looked up the wrong time.
Yes, he did. All right, with that, closing the work session on House Bill 5015, opening up the work session. Sorry. Opening up a work session on House Bill 5027, the Health Licensing Agency, for possible House Bill. I'm opening up a work session on House Bill 5027 for possible reconsideration. Ms. Knapp, will I have to go here now?
Yeah.
Okay. The chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to allow a motion to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 5027 was reported out to the full committee. Are there any objections? Rule suspension. Are there any objections? No. Okay. Motion carries. So the chair will accept a motion to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 50.
Moved.
Well, Senator Stark. Okay. Thank you.
It's too slow.
Are there any objections? The motion carries and the bill is back for the subcommittee. Okay, this is the entire pretext. All right.
Wow.
That's a long preface.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. House Bill 5027 is the budget bill for the Health Licensing Agency, and although it was passed out of subcommittee on February 15th, Package 101 was not approved, but LFO agreed to continue working with the agency on their request for increased staffing, and that work has been completed. The Package 101 adds five positions recommends four of the positions, three enforcement officers and one enforcement representative, are for the complaints and enforcement section, and that fifth position is a licensing representative for the licensing and credentials section. The agency requested the positions to address a backlog of inspections and increased demand for services and oversight. The agency has basically been operating at the same FTE level, about 27 FTE, since they were created in 1999. Based on the additional information provided by the agency, LFO believes that the request for five positions seems reasonable if the agency is to achieve its goal of annual inspections. I've attached a copy of the detailed analysis, which I also distributed to your offices. I promise I'm not going to drag you all the way through all of that, but it is attached. The revised recommendation is to approve the request, but that the four complaints and enforcement section positions be limited duration. That would allow the agency to pilot annual inspections, determine what the benefits are versus biennial inspections, which is pretty much what they're doing now, and then they can come back to the next session, report what those findings were, and request permanent positions if warranted in their 0911 budget request. So the Legislative Fiscal Office has a revised recommendation of another funds budget of $5,989,136.32 positions, 31.4 FTE, and that House Bill 5027 be amended accordingly. And you already approved the performance measures, so we don't have to do that.
Thank you. Are there any questions or discussion on the Mr. Chairman, LFO recommendation? Senator Devlin.
Mr. Chairman, I approve the revised recommendation from LFO on the Oregon Health Licensing Agency and move House Bill 5027 to the full committee with the due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Senator Devlin. It's moved House Bill 5027. We move to the full committee with the due pass recommendation. Are there any objections? Representative Morgan, no objections from Representatives Morgan and Jensen. Are there any other objections? Seeing none, motion carries.
And I already have carriers.
We do?
Yes, because the e-bill, we assign carriers when we pass the e-bill out, so I'll just have the same ones. It's Devlin and Morgan.
Great. You have an objector who's carrying.
I'll talk you what we'd carry.
Okay, good plan. Thank you.
Good point. House Bill 5027 will be carried by Representative Edwards to the House floor.
Okay,
on this side.
You looked in this.
Yes, yes, I did. Kiss of death. Okay, with that, closing the work session of 5027, and the committee is adjourned. Thank you all very much.